We'll go ahead and start our meeting. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is 9 o'clock on Thursday, November 9th, 2017. This meeting is being held in the Commission Hearing Room 1025 at 210 North 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are Jonna Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Kraken, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Walkerall, Commissioner. Excused is Robert P. Pirro. We've also excused Barry Conover, who is the Executive Director. In his place this morning, we have Scott Smith, who is the Deputy Director. First item on the agenda is to ask individuals who wish to address the Tax Commission or any group that wishes to address the Tax Commission on matters for up to 3 minutes not relating to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Utah Commission. Do I have any items that people would like us to consider? Seeing none, we'll move to the next item on the agenda, which is consider approving the minutes of our meeting of October 26, 2017. And I'll turn to Commissioner Kraken.
I move that we approve the minutes of the commission meeting held on October 26, 2017.
Thank you. Motion's in order. No debate on the motion. I'll place the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider amending two administrative rules, and this is both action items. The first one is Rule 861-1A-42, Waiver of Penalty and Interest for Reasonable Cause. The second one would be Rule R884-24P-33, 2018 Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules. I'll ask Commissioner Rockwell to make a presentation.
Thank you. The following proposed rule amendments are for the Commission to consider adopting. The rules were published in the Utah Bulletin on October 1st, 2017, and the public comment period ended on October 31st, 2017. We did not receive any public comment on either rule. The first is R861-1A42, Waiver of Penalty and Interest for Reasonable Cause. The proposed amendment expands the circumstances that may constitute reasonable cause to waive a penalty to include failure by a tax advisor to file a return or make a tax payment on behalf of a taxpayer that has exercised ordinary business care, prudence, and diligence in determining whether to seek further advice.
Thank you. Any questions about this rule? Seeing none. Go ahead and recognize Commissioner Rockwell for a motion.
I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R861-1A42, Waiver of Penalty and Interest for Reasonable Cause.
Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. See no debate. I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Rule it passes unanimously. The rule is approved. Commissioner Rockwell.
The second is Rule R884-24P-33, 2018 Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules. Section 59-2-107 authorizes the Utah State Tax Commission to make rules that define classes of items considered to be personal property and provide valuation percent good schedules to value locally assessed personal property. County assessors must use the percent good schedules as contained in this rule. Any deviation which affects an entire class or type of personal property requires a written report documenting the schedule change to be submitted to the Tax Commission for approval prior to use. And I just want to take a second and talk a little bit about billboards for the record, because some changes were made there in the schedule. So billboards have historically been listed under Class 16, but with new LED display technology, certain components of billboards depreciate faster than other components of the billboard based on evidence and documentation presented to the Commission by industry representatives. For 2018, LED components of a billboard will be listed under Class 5. Under Class 16, the item billboards will be changed to billboard excluding LED components, and all parties agreed to this change with respect to billboards.
Very good. Thank you for that explanation and for getting that onto the record. Any questions regarding this rule? Seeing none, recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. I move to adopt the amendment to Rule R884-24P33-2018, Personal Property Valuation Guides and Schedules.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Seeing no debate, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that also passes unanimously. That rule is also adopted. Next item on the agenda, Executive Director's Report. I'll turn to Scott and see if you have anything you would like to have the Commission consider.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Next one would be Commissioner's Report. Any Commissioner have a report?
No.
I don't have anything.
I have one quick one. I'm scheduled to go to the MTC conference in New Orleans next week. Due to the interim day being on Wednesday, I'm actually only going to join the meeting on Thursday night and conduct the meeting on Friday morning. So I'll be there only for the short time. So it's because of the interim day. It was more important to be here for the last interim day. It's the legislature's engaged in significant tax debates. With that, I think we're ready to take a motion to adjourn.
I'd move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Well, it passes unanimously. We're adjourned.